1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is going to be part of two new hydrogen hubs that backers say will generate clean fuel.
Announced
generate clean
dollars in,
but some groups working to fight climate change say they have their misgivings. Suzanne Potter reports.
The feds just announced $7 billion in funding to produce hydrogen, which is used in hard-to-decarbonize sectors like aviation fuel, steel and glass production, power generation, refining, and heavy-duty transportation. However, as Patrick Drupp with the Sierra Club warns, the devil is in the details.
And if it's done correctly, maybe we can create some truly clean hydrogen to decarbonize. And if it's done wrong, we have a chance to actually further fuel the climate crisis. So we're really at a critical point right now.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Republican state lawmakers want to require a two-thirds majority in both houses of the legislature to raise state income and sales taxes. A proposed constitutional amendment got a hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Senator Dan Knodel says the bill creating Wisconsin's current top tax bracket passed in 2009 by a total of just 3 votes.
We continue to live with the consequences of that razor-thin vote in the form of the second highest marginal income tax rate in the Midwest.
Knodel says Wisconsin should set the bar high for tax hikes. 16 states require supermajorities to raise taxes. Lawmakers are turning their attention to Republican solutions to Wisconsin's child care crisis. Nate Wegehout reports now on a hearing on several bills yesterday.
The Republican-authored bills largely look to reduce regulation in the child care industry and allow more kids to be watched by fewer workers. Critics of the bill say that not only will deregulation make it more dangerous for children, but it could also lead to more burnout for child care workers. Reagan Shapiro is a legislative advisor for the Department of Children and Families.
Solving the child care shortage is going to require more than an increase in access by passing the current legislation that's being considered by this committee today.
Earlier this week, Governor Evers approved a measure to send $170 million federal dollars to child care centers in Wisconsin until June of 2025. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
A team from the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee is in Oshkosh trying to learn more about an ancient Native American village discovered during a road construction project. The village likely dates back to 900 and 1600 AD. City officials say it's the biggest discovery of artifacts ever in the area. The city is also working with the leaders of the Menominee and Ho-Chunk Nations. Oshkosh leaders say they'd prefer to keep the site undisturbed, so they may change plans for the road.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wood County Health Department announces a free COVID-19 treatment telehealth program offered to Wisconsinites over age 18. There's no charge to meet with a clinician over a computer, smart device, or phone. If you've tested positive for COVID-19, you can schedule an appointment with a clinician to determine your eligibility for antiviral treatment. You can call 1-833-273-6330. Clinicians are available 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. This program will be available at least through December this year. The River City's Nordic Ski Club is looking for additional volunteers to help maintain the cross-country ski trails at NEPCO Lake County Park this year. You can contact the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department for more information. Reminder that all Wisconsin Rapids park restrooms will close for the season this Sunday, October 22nd. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Badgers women's volleyball team wins again. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in Madison, the Badgers women's volleyball team beat Ohio State in 3 straight sets. Wisconsin remains undefeated. Up next, their toughest opponent yet. Number 2 ranked Nebraska. The Cornhuskers beat Northwestern last night in 3 straight sets. Badgers volleyball head coach Kelly Sheffield.
Nebraska, it's been a much anticipated match, I'm sure, for a lot of people that follow. And it'll probably be one of the higher watch matches.
The match is set for Saturday night, 7 o'clock in Lincoln. Nebraska. Baseball. The Astros got an 8-5 win over the Rangers in Arlington. That series now 2-1 in favor of the Rangers in the American League. The Diamondbacks host the Phillies tonight in Arizona. The Phillies with a 2-0 lead in the National League. College football. The Badgers with a road game Saturday against head coach Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini in Champaign. Braden Locke will start at quarterback for Wisconsin.
Yes, there is pressure, and yes, I want to win, and yes, I want to play well, and you know, I want to put these guys on my back and to take charge of this thing, but at the same time, you know, I just got to focus on doing my job, play in and play out, and getting the ball in the end zone.
Kickoff is Saturday at 2:30. NFL, Colts rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson will have season-ending shoulder surgery. Gardner Minshew will take over under center. The Colts saying they learned their lesson with Andrew Luck. Trevor Lawrence, questionable for tonight's Jaguars versus Saints game on Thursday Night Football. He's got a knee injury. Roger Goodell gets a 3-year extension as commissioner. He's 64 years old. The Packers had a long practice outdoors getting ready for Sunday's game in Denver. Once again, running back Aaron Jones is expected to play. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury, suffered week one against the Bears. I asked him, why was he ruled out for last week's game against the Raiders?
I had a little setback. I tweaked it a little bit on that Saturday. I was feeling good all week. But Coach LaFleur was like, I don't have a good feeling about this. You just tweaked it. I haven't seen you around full speed. Let's be smart.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly gonna. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, and we got our other bandmate joining us, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center with us right now. Paul, how you doing this morning?
Good. Hopefully we got a tent to cover us today.
Yeah, might need it. Might need it.
The sun's actually shining here right now.
Got some nice temps right now, nice looking weather right now, but don't know how long that's going to stick around today, Paul.
Yeah, still some peaks or breaks of that sun here to start things off. And the clouds still take over for us as we get through midday afternoon. Looks like we'll still see some of those rain showers moving in as well as we get our way to that more afternoon time frame today. But still looking at about mid-50s for highs, west wind, 5 to 10. Some of the showers around early tonight and then down to 46. And then looking at breaks of sun, some clouds Friday. Some chances for showers late in the day and in a Friday night with the highs about 60 tomorrow. A few showers in a Friday night, 43. And then Saturday, looking at more clouds, maybe a few isolated showers, mid-50s, northwest wind, 10 to 20. 33 Saturday night, more clouds than sun Sunday, about 50. And then after a low in the mid-30s Sunday night, still under some mid-50s Monday, partial sunshine starting off next week. And then a few more rain chances coming in Tuesday into Wednesday with highs still around 60 on Tuesday, upper 50s Wednesday. Then kind of dropping off with those temps later next week. Some more rain possible Thursday as well, with maybe some more soaking rain potential by that Wednesday, Thursday time frame next week.
Mm. This sounds like a perfect weekend to me.
Yeah.
I like fall.
Yeah, I do.
Crispy,
too.
It sounds like we've got a nice Saturday. We have our annual raking day where we have volunteers that we gather up to rake yards in the community, and that's Saturday morning. So if you can control any rain that might pop up for that time, that'd be appreciated.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yes, we'll do what we can. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Paul.
I mean, no pressure, but you know.
I really do appreciate it. You know, if you got any connections, you know some. I know a guy. We appreciate that, Paul. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow, Paul.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Best in the business right there. Our friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center joins us every Monday through Friday right in this time slot. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. We're going to get into some interesting stuff this morning. You can keep hitting the snooze, according to research.
What?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
I hope none of my children are listening.
We have an interesting one here about crazy or clever, asking a male date for a female reference. Gotta get into that one. I don't know if I should get into that one, but we definitely will.
Let's try it.
We're gonna try it.
On you.
Oh, no. More on that later. Stay tuned. We'll get into that a little bit later. We have Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up as well. We're looking forward to that. And we'll kick the 9 o'clock hour off the way we like to on Thursdays with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. Executive Director over there, Madison Rafter, joins us Thursday mornings in the 9 o'clock spot right to kick off the 9 o'clock hour.
Maybe looking she should bring a big snake today.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I like them. Our friends at the Humane Society, Beth did this too, bring different animals every once in a
cool.
while. It's fun.
Even for us, like, obviously you just see something that you don't normally.
Yeah, yeah. It also speaks to how important it is helping them out whenever we can and all the work that they're doing over there, that it isn't just dogs and cats. They get all kinds of animals over there. We'll talk with Madison more about that. And we're looking forward to also getting into some entertainment news. We've got to talk about that a little bit. Got a couple of interesting stories there. A little bit into the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to get into 10 small money-saving habits that really add up.
Oh, smart.
I think that would be a good one. Some That Ain't Right stories, of course, including a doozy that I hung on to just because I had to make get your take on, Terry. That's coming up for us
as
well.
I'm sure that's a compliment or not.
All that coming up for you, along with some local good stories of the day. We'll wrap up today catching up on the United Way and talking a little bit about Day of Caring and some of the other awesome things that are going on during this campaign season with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. You can find out about those right now by going to uwswac.org and be sure to follow them on social media. Where I wanted to start today, Terry, was the way you butter your toast says a lot about your personality.
Oh, interesting.
What?
I can't wait to hear this.
Tea and toast is big in England. We only mentioned it because a new study found the average Brit butters 574 slices of bread a year. And how you butter your toast can supposedly say a lot about your personality.
That's really, is that many slices?
It doesn't actually seem like that many.
If there's 365 days.
I mean, I love bread. I love toast. So
well, I love butter. I mean, my challenge is to, put some bread with it.
I'm with you on the butter part, too, though. So, I at least, if I'm sitting down, toast might as well be potato chips to me. Like, I can't eat just one slice. I'm going to eat at least two or three slices.
Okay.
So, that does seem like a low number to me. They had some psychologists weigh in on how different people do it, butter their toast, and what it says about them. And here are the 9 buttering techniques and what each one supposedly means. Real quick. Side note, 715-424-2600. Did you know there were 9 different techniques to buttering toast?
Yeah, this is like, they say everyone puts their pants on the same way, right? Like
right,
one leg
right.
at a time. But
yeah. So the glider, you just toss some butter on, glide it across the bread once or twice and eat it. It means you're laid back, easygoing, and okay with change.
Lazy.
yeah, that's what I got.
I mean,
got
you
got to
get
that.
To every corner.
That's kind of what
Come
I got
on.
From that. Total coverage. Every square inch of bread must have butter.
Me.
You're methodical, precise, organized, and like to be in control.
That's mine. Just calling it. You can't have it. It's mine.
That's a good one. That's a good one. The clumper. No, I got to say, the clumper. I feel like that's like a bad 80s wrestler. Watch out for the clumper.
It's something not good.
Ooh, the clumper. Or like a bad 80s villain, like a B-horror movie. Oh, no, the clerk. Did you guys hear about the clumper? He's coming. The clumper. Minimal spreading. Just 1 or 2 pads of butter mashed into the bread. You think outside the box and like to do things your own way. You also tend to be late a lot.
Yeah, lazy.
That's
and the butter probably just came out of the fridge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to spread.
That's a funny one to me. I that's almost like 80% of my friends that do that. Yeah.
Oh, you have a clumper gang.
Apparently. Would you like some toast with that butter?
Shoot.
If you use way more butter than most people, you probably have a happy disposition, enjoy life, and don't mind overindulging.
I'm still keeping the other one, but it's both.
You got a little of that.
I definitely
okay.
have more butter than the average Joe.
The crust avoider. That's the worst superhero ever. Watch out for the crust avoider. What we couldn't get Superman? We got the crust
right?
avoider? You butter the middle of the bread, but don't go to the edges. It's a sign you're extremely neat. You don't want to make a mess, so you make sure you butter inside the lines.
I think it's a sign that you'd like bland things. Because why would you want to take a bite? I'm assuming, so I don't know if this is like just toast or is this a sandwich? You know what I mean? Like, are you making something? But why would you not want it to be part of every bite?
Yeah. I do think it's specifically toast.
Just plain
toast. I hear
just
what you're
toast.
Saying. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But still.
The double cider. You spread butter on both sides.
No one does that.
Yeah, I've never heard of
that. Except for when they're making grilled cheese.
Yeah, they're even saying in the article here, who does this?
No one does that. Yeah.
It's a sign you're creative. Live by your own rules and don't mind being the weird one. Okay, that is a perfect description of me, but I don't do that. I never would do that, so I don't know. Tear and spread, where you tear pieces off and butter them individually. You're fun, outgoing, and think differently, and you probably have good communication skills because you have to explain yourself a lot. That one probably is pretty close to me. That one's pretty close. Although I butter stuff and then I tear. I love, especially you get a good love of a loaf of French bread. And just tearing pieces off and dipping in the marinara. Like, that's one of my favorite snacks of all time.
As we're talking about butter, though, I mean, you're not going to, that's a lot. Butter every piece that you, you're better off to butter it first and then tear it
even
apart.
Even dipping
like you said.
It seems like, why not just butter it in general? Like, I don't know. The curler? Okay, I don't know. Can I say this on the air? Can I? No. Okay.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Do it.
they're referencing a specific utensil called a butter curler. If you use anything other than a knife to butter your bread, it means you're smug and tend to think your way is the best way. You're also good at puzzles. Let's throw that in there. You're also a puzzle master.
Like, I mean, even if I put those little butter curls on there, I would still spread them with a knife.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as they melted a little bit. So, yeah.
I like getting butter all on there. I like getting a whole piece of bread completely buttered. So I'm with you on that. And the last one, barely there. You use just enough butter to get the job done. Oh. It means you're a go-getter who moves fast and doesn't waste time. You might also be on a diet. You might, you know, there's also that.
You might, you know, be caring about your heart health a little more than I do.
Same here. Yeah, same here. When I think about the, I just had for dinner the other night buttered noodles. And I mean, a lot of them. Like a full plate. Like a full bowl, I mean.
See,
like,
now that's huge. Not really my thing. The girls eat that a lot. Yeah. But I'll just eat the butter.
Well, I have the diet of a teenage boy. Like, I have not grown up enough when it comes to that. And I'm making fun of myself about that. I'm not proud of that by any means. That is not the way a 40-year-old man should be living.
That's home, like, if I'm gone, I'll be like, what'd you guys have for supper? Noodles. I'm like, noodles? Are you kidding? Just noodles?
You can go to thesun.com if you really need to see the rest of this article. I feel like we got it for you.
I mean, just butter the whole piece, people.
Yeah. I want to know, and you guys can call up anytime in the next 2 hours for this one, 715-424-2600. Which one of these are you, and did they get the description close to you?
If you're the clumper, give us a call.
Please. I want to know the clumper. Yeah.
we want to know what you're wearing.
See, I thought of
my... As an all-star wrestler.
I thought of my dad with that one for a second.
Really?
But he's not a late guy. My dad doesn't tend to be... Although, now that I think about it, we were almost late for my daughter's wedding this weekend because of my father.
See?
Oh, I wonder. Oh. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little of some of these, but I don't know. Anyway, you call up 715-424-2600. Give us the answer of what one of these you are, and you get a shirt. You get a shirt.
There we go.
You get a shirt. You can have your choice, a new WFHR, WIRI shirt. You want one of both.
You can
have
your
fine.
Toast and butter it, too.
Yes, yes. You just have to you have to wear the shirt while you're eating toast. You have to do that, yes. We'll take a break. You don't have to do that. We'll take a break. We'll
yes, come, you do.
Come back in with more fun. It's Terry and James on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking for everyday style priced right for every day? Kohl's understands. From cool days to chilly nights, we've got perfect picks for your entire family. Find warm layers, just right jeans, and shoes that move easily from work to weekend. Plus, bring fall home with harvest decor, candles, cooking essentials, and everything cozy. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. That's Kohl's.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 56, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 46, cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 60, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Tell me I may always dance the anniversary. with you.
It is time for Misty Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself, everybody. Get on over to Misty's. They're back open. Get on over there and treat yourself. For those that don't know, due to Brian having arm and back surgery this month, Misty's is going to be closed on Wednesdays until further notice. They will be back open and running Thursday through Tuesday, so you can get on over there right now, treat yourself, and enjoy some great Misty's. And especially if you are celebrating a birthday, get on over there, let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
That sounds awesome.
It's a sweet
right
deal.
Right now, we could take one.
We could definitely take one.
If you showed
right
up
now
here with pie, oh, we'd give you shirts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
I would just prefer not blueberry, otherwise I'm not fussy.
I'm not either. I do this thing where I forget to eat until we do this segment. Almost every day in the last 7 years I've been doing this show, that happens to me almost every single time.
Just put a little Post-it on your mirror
Do something. Gotta do something like
toast.
That. Don't be like me, everybody. Treat yourself. Get out over to Misty's. Get some great food in you. And say hi to the gang over there for us. And while you're at it, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailiff@civicmedia.us. Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages. And you can call up 715-424-2600. Now, until I'd say Melissa's news, call up and get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We'd love to celebrate with you. I need a one or a two from you, Terry.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So we can get right to the celebrating. And we wish a very happy birthday to Sean Rogers.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, Sean. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Mary Jo Brandle.
Happy birthday, Mary Jo.
Mary Jo, we wish you a great one. Enjoy your day. Hope that it's a good one for you.
I have been to her yoga class several times, and it's really good.
She is great.
Really
good.
I've
talked with her before, and I've really wanted to take those classes. Not only is she great at those classes, she's really good at talking to people and being able to help people that are maybe new into the process and everything. She's very good at what she does.
Because it can be intimidating when you're just talking about it. But anyway, I hope you have a great day, and I hope you have the day off.
Yeah, I was just going to say, hope you're stretching as in like in bed and just relaxing today, Mary Jo. Enjoy your day. We wish you a great one, and you're a qualifier today. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays, and first up, Rebecca Ferguson is 40. She's Ilsa in the Mission Impossible movies. She's Lady Jessica in the new Dune movies. She is good. She's a good actor. Very good. Very good actress as well. Jillian Jacobs is 41. A lot of people out there might know her as Britta from Community, but many others may know her as well from a little movie called No Names that was filmed around here a couple years back. I got to be in that movie. It was actually how I got my Screen Actors Guild card, being in that movie.
Cool.
Along with James Badger Dale, who some people might know out there from the movie The Departed. Jillian was one of the lead actors in that movie, and I had the chance to talk with her and meet her. Couldn't be a cooler person, couldn't be nicer, and a real, real team player kind of thing. Like, she wasn't even in the scene I was in, and we were waiting to set up and all this, and she's going around to me and one of the other actors that were just there for that day saying, hey, thanks for being here. Let's have some fun kind of stuff. And
that's cool.
You know, this is before she had gotten the name that she has now and everything. No Names launched a couple of careers, including hers, and just a good actor, really cool person as well. Wishing her a good birthday. Let's see here. Cindy Thompson, who we celebrated on Wiz Country, is 47 today. Country singer, what I really meant to say. Chris Kattan is 53 today. Former SNL cast member Corky Romano, one half of the Night at the Roxbury duo with Will Ferrell. I like Chris Kattan. I like him. Good actor. Terry, we were just touching on these guys, their show, South Park. Co-creator of South Park, Trey Parker, 54 today. Co-creator of South Park, the main writer and director on South Park. Also, the guy who conquered Broadway with the Book of Mormon. Trey Parker, very good writer, very funny man. And it just... still, like, I almost think still kind of getting started in some ways.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of funny to say that with how big South Park is and gotten and long as it's been around and everything, but he's got other things he's doing. And I don't, as much as I love the show South Park, I don't know that it's going to be around that much longer because these guys got other things that they're doing and they've kind of done it all.
I mean, and can you stay in third grade your whole life?
Right. Yeah.
That's a
good point.
You know, I mean, I don't know.
It's a fair point. So I love the arc of a person's life. And especially when I look at these like athletes or entertainers and that. And I think that Trey Parker's arc is very interesting, starting with South Park. And now he's won Tonys on Broadway. way. You know,
is like, that cool?
Trent Reznor, you know, Nine Inch Nails lead singer, songwriter, all that. He's an Oscar winner. He does composing now. He does, you know, that's cool to me.
Well, yeah, and it's a good example of don't judge a book by its cover.
Yes, yes.
You know, both of those.
Another one right here, Jon Favreau, is 57 today. Jon Favreau, kind of a well-known from a handful of movies with Vince Vaughn that he was in. Usually played the sidekick or the buddy in rom-coms and a lot of those things. He gets a chance to be in the Iron Man movies and get into that universe a little bit, starts getting some producer credits, some director credits, and goes on and creates The Mandalorian, one of the greatest shows on TV. It's awesome. And not only that, but he's a writer and creator of The Mandalorian, along with some other shows in the Star Wars universe, and has just blown up on there. He's huge behind the scenes, one of the most sought-after directors and actors in the game. Very interesting career he's had. He's happy in the Iron Man movies, of course. Directed the first two Iron Man movies. He directed Elf. He was the director
of
Elf.
That's my favorite.
It's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one. Jungle Book, The Lion King remakes. He's done a lot. Ty Pennington is 59 today. Extreme Makeover Home Edition host. Also the carpenter on Trading Spaces.
Yeah, I was going to say, back when he was on Trading Spaces, that was before there was a billion of these shows. Yeah, and that was always just fun because it was literally like people just, you know, going into someone else's house, changing over, I don't know.
Evander Holyfield is 61. Don't know if he can hear that, but no, that's bad. That's a bad joke. Bad joke.
That's not very nice.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I can make that joke, though, because Evander and Mike Tyson are friends now. Like, they've become, like, very good friends, like, and have shared a lot over the years of there's a really good interview with the two of them. I forget who was the host, but they're talking out a lot of the situations and things that they went through together. And I admire a lot of, I can't imagine what it's like to forgive somebody from that situation. And whether Evander Holyfield truly did or not, to do it publicly, I think says a lot about him and his character.
Oh, it absolutely does. But, I mean, seriously, if somebody bit off part of your...
I don't know. I don't know if I'm able to do that. I'm not sure if I'm able to make good on that one, to be friends with
today
that
today is a make a new friend day. Like, you could just let that one go.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, yeah, we're good. We're good. You know, wish you well, all right, but I'm good. I don't need you. One of the greatest actors I've ever seen. John Lithgow is 78 today. One of the great killers on Dexter. Dick Solomon on Third Rock from the Sun. Lord Farouk in the Shrek movies. Harry and the Hendersons.
Yep.
I love John Lithgow.
He didn't get me until Shrek.
Yeah, yeah. Great actor. And has done, speaking of Shrek, has done a really nice job of going from on screen to behind the scenes a bit more, with doing a lot more voice acting. Still working quite a bit, John Lithgow, but one of those 80s actors that I love to still see. There's something about John Lithgow and the work that he does that I'm not saying he's one of the top 100 actors of all time, but when I see him, I'm like, one, I know I'm going to get a good performance. I know I'm going to enjoy it. And it just makes me smile. Like, oh, John Lithgow, even when he's playing a character I don't like Lord Farouk in the Shrek movies or something. Like, is that John Lithgow's voice? Like, ooh, all right. I like that. Lithgow. And we celebrated this one over on Wisconsin Sunrise Show. Jenny C. Riley, 78 today, singer of the Harper Valley PTA. Did she ever have other hits? I meant to bring this up on Wisconsin. I don't know if she did or not. I was kind of curious about that. It doesn't look like it. I'm sure that she had some other. There Was Never a Time, The Girl Most Likely, Backside of Dallas, Country Girl. So I'm seeing some other return to Harper Valley. So I don't know, but it kind of does seem like that was the one. But
yeah, well, you know.
But a big one. One of the things that I don't think about a lot, but I've been realizing doing a lot more music and learning a lot more about country music, early country especially, reminds me a lot of the 80s, where a lot of one-hit wonders, a lot of kind of, and reading into it, that's kind of what they wanted. Like, a lot of producers, like, I'm sure that she had other good songs, and she herself would love to have been the next, you know, Patsy Cline, Dolly Parton, or what have you. But producers were more inclined to be like, get in and out. We want it. We want to use you, and then we're done with you. And a lot of early country artists got treated that way, and it's a shame because you wonder if they did have more hits in them, they did have more to them or not. She had a nice career, though. And I mean, hey, if you're going to have one, it's better than having no hits. It's better than having none.
That's a really good point. You're so glass half full.
some people no longer with us. Robert Reed, born in this day in 1932. Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Oh.
And another throwback show, LaWanda Page, born in this day in 1920. She was Aunt Escher on Sanford and Son. She was so good on that show. So good. And Michael Gambon would have been 83 today, born in 1940, just passed away like a week or two ago. He was Dumbledore in most of the Harry Potter movies, took over for Richard Harris when he passed away. Michael Gambon, also a great character actor, did a lot of other great work as well. That is going to wrap up our birthdays and anniversaries. One more time, happy birthday to Sean Rogers.
Happy birthday, Sean.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, the very fit, the very flexible Mary Jo Brandle.
Happy birthday, Mary Jo.
Enjoy your day, Mary Jo. Hope it's a great one for you. We wish you a good one. And we encourage everybody to celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Listen to Melissa's news as you're on your way over there. And wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Stevens Point Fire Department Lieutenant Shane Westfall was honored as the 2023 First Responder of the Year in Madison yesterday. Lieutenant Westfall is a tireless advocate for the Stevens Point Fire Department and Portage County EMS system. Also, his contributions on and off duty and his leadership led to his selection for this award. Congratulations, Lieutenant Westfall, and thank you for your service. Our local volleyball teams raised thousands of dollars for cancer patients in our area. The Nakusa High School volleyball team and their fans raised $2,048 at their Pink Out game on September 21st. 13 area businesses donated gift baskets that were raffled off during the game, and the team held a coffee fundraiser and also sold concessions. The Wisconsin Rapids Assumption team and their supporters raised $2,814 at their October 3rd game, Volley for a Cause. The team sold t-shirts and held a gift basket raffle. Both teams donated their proceeds to Aspirus Riverview Foundation's Cancer Patient Fund to help local cancer patients. A section of Huntington Avenue will be closed on Friday and Saturday between 4 and 10 p.m. The closure will be between 10th and 12th Street South for the ODC Haunted House event. There will be a local detour in place. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty portable potty. Don't let the thought of a porta potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely. Today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 56. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 46. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
You know, when it first started, I actually thought it was going to be Kokomo.
I thought I do it every single time.
I was a little disappointed.
I think that Seth's got to throw Kokomo in the run because we get it in our head. I didn't know. I never would have thought that the beginning of Smooth Operator and Kokomo were so similar.
Alike.
I never connected that before, but I'm so with you on this. Every time it plays, I'm like, now I know it's probably Sade.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do the same thing. You're not alone. Although, one of the more smoother voices you'll ever hear, Sade.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God, what a voice. You can keep hitting the snooze, everybody.
What?
Unless
you work for me.
Yeah, I hear you. Or you're in a timed industry like ours. A new study found hitting snooze might not actually be a bad thing. Researchers at Stockholm University in Sweden couldn't find a lot of actual proof that hitting snooze is bad for us. So they did their own study. They brought more than 30 regular snoozers to a sleep lab for 2 nights. One morning, they got to hit snooze 3 times for a total of 30 minutes. On the other, they didn't hit snooze but still got the extra half hour of sleep. So which was better? They found it didn't make a big difference. Even when people hit snooze 3 times, they still got an extra 24 minutes of sleep, and it was still good sleep. Waking up for a few minutes didn't matter. It didn't seem to affect their mood or how tired they felt, and it didn't affect their cholesterol levels either. That's a hormone that helps us wake up. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
There. They also had each person take a quick test right after they woke up, and some of them actually did better after hitting the snooze.
You think that's kind of that, like, just slowly waking up? You know,
I think that's a little.
Some people need to lay around. Like, literally, my alarm goes off, and I just, like, get up.
Yeah.
I can't do this like laying in bed.
Can't stand. No. As soon as I'm awake, I'm getting out of bed. Yeah.
And if I don't, then I like regret it all day. Then I'm just dragging butt. I don't know.
I'll say this. Something I've been trying to do more and more over the last couple of years is like on a Saturday when I don't have to be in here, I don't have to get up super early, but I still wake up early. I try to make myself stay in bed for just a couple of minutes just to relax, just to enjoy. Like, hey, you don't have, nothing's pressing. You don't have to rush right now.
And what's the outcome?
I get frustrated. I usually get a little frustrated. I'm like, what am I doing here?
I'm wasting time.
Yes, I'm wasting time. I need to get moving. Let's go. But I'm trying to. I'm trying. Because it's there are not enough moments like that in the day where you can just sit
and
be. I'm just not good at it.
The theory of it sounds wonderful. Yeah,
yes,
I can't
do it.
Yes,
I'm with you. The theory of it. Yeah. So does this mean, what does this mean? Should we all do it? Probably not. Everyone in the study was already a regular snoozer. They think some of us might just be more predisposed to it, especially young adults and night owls. They also polled 1,700 people to find out why we hit snooze, and here are the top reasons. Number one, you're too tired to get up. 25% said that that's usually the main reason. It just feels good to hit the snooze. 17% of people on that. I'm with that. I'm all right with that. At least you're honest. You prefer to wake up more gradually. There we go to what you were talking about there, Terry. 17% with that.
We call that wake up time in our house. It's not me.
I'm like,
why do you need wake up time?
Yeah.
Just get up.
I like that name, though. I like that name for that. You have a name for it even is even better, I think. You won't wake up to your alarm, so you set it earlier than necessary. Only 10% of people do that. Wow.
That's interesting. Do you know,
I've done that my whole life.
I, every day still, I will set my alarm for when I want to get up, and then I set another alarm for 2 minutes later. because of that exact same thing. Because I'm worried, what if I miss it?
Yes.
You know, or if somebody else in the house has to be up or whatever, I never use it. It's a mental thing, but I still do it.
You, the audience, and we'd love to hear from the audience, 715-424-2600. Feel free to join the conversation. I'd love to know if other people do that part too, because I've done that my whole life, and especially since I've been doing this job. When Bob offered me the chance to be co-hosting with him on the morning show, it was an opportunity. I had just been running sports. It was an opportunity to get on the mic more and be able to do more of this and be with the audience more. It meant a lot to me that he gave me that opportunity. I didn't want to mess it up by being late or anything like that. So it was very important to me to get here. Bob, very good at his job, and one of the better people I've worked with in this industry. But Bob didn't need that. Bob had been doing it long enough. Bob could stroll in here and jump on the air, and he'd be fine.
And I'm thinking, I could just see you that, because, I mean, he's driving like an hour to get here, and you're literally driving like 5 minutes.
Yeah. And still,
like, he could send you a message when he would leave home and be like, James, time to get up.
Yeah, exactly. I've just now, after doing it for so many years, whether I'm doing this show or not, I feel like I'm probably waking up. Even like during the weekday or something, if I was doing a different job or something.
Age, like for me, I wake up even on Saturday morning at my weekday alarm time. Mm-hmm. Like I just, you know, sometimes it's honestly just because I need to go to the bathroom, probably because I'm used to being up then. My body's used to being up. But I just, I can't sleep in anymore.
One of the greater signs that we are getting older is not being able to sleep consecutively.
I mean, better than the alternative.
Very true. Very, 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 very true.
How do you butter your toast?
Yes. And call up and let us know. 6% of people blamed hitting the snooze on laziness. 2% said that they mainly just do it out of habit. And 1% said it can help them remember their dreams. I don't know.
What? Hitting snooze?
I've never heard of that.
That's weird.
If it works, it works. That's great. But there's
it sounds like an excuse.
Yeah, and it's almost impossible to remember your dreams accurately. For those that don't know this, and I apologize if I'm, over-explaining something that you don't care about, but I've done a lot of research on dreams and a lot of research on sleep.
When you should be sleeping.
Yes, probably. Mm-hmm. I actually have done a lot of nighttime research on this, yes. One of the things that we do, like our... Think of your REM sleep, your sleep, like you're flipping through channels. Mm-hmm. You're flipping through. And you flip through the channels for a couple of hours. And then I ask you, what did you see on that third channel? What did you see on that fourth channel or something? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I was just flipping through. It was a commercial or something. That's how your dreams are. You tend to have thousands or hundreds of dreams a night. You just don't remember most of them. And most of them aren't fully concepted, you will. Think of it like you and your buddies have a great idea for a movie or a TV show. And you got like half the idea, but that's about it. That's a lot of your dreams. That's a lot of how they go.
You know, the third channel was likely Hair Club for Men.
Probably. More than likely.
Or some infomercial. That was like the only infomercial on.
It was the only one on. And every one of them looked like a chia pet. Every one of them looked
I'm just saying. It likely was that.
Here's one of this. I was talking to somebody about this the other day because they were giving me credit. Like, because I was saying how when I start, you'll know when I start going bald, it's all gone. I'm not going to be one of those guys.
No comb overs.
No, none. I'm not Bozo the Clown with the horseshoe, that kind of thing. You'll know when I go bald. And she was giving me credit for this. She's like, well, I think that's really good. I think that's a better way to go. Like, yeah, but it's also my only option. Like my hair, there is no hair club for men for me. There is no toupee that would work with my crazy hair.
Can you imagine?
My hair also would not work as a comb over. It just goes out. Like there's no combing that over. There's no hair product built and made that could make my hair bend like that. So don't give me too much credit. It's not like I could, even if I wanted to do the comb over thing or anything, I could. It's not going to happen. I would just look like a very sad Bozo the Clown or Krusty the Clown or something. That's all I would look like. A Jewish Q-tip just walking around. That's not, nobody wants to see that. That's not good. Taking a break. Coming back with more show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 56, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 46, cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 60, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
I loved this song.
Yeah, it was pretty
big. I'm sure
big.
You didn't, but
no,
I
no.
did.
I didn't mind it because you could break dance to it.
Yeah.
You could break dance to it and stuff, so I didn't mind it.
Remember when we had school dances in junior high?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
This song was big. They don't even have dances anymore in junior high.
They don't?
No.
I didn't know that.
It's sad.
That is a little sad.
It's the end of an era. It's tragic.
It is sad, but did it kind of like outdate itself? I'm curious why you would get rid of that.
I don't know.
Other than I guess kids just don't really care.
Like at the homecoming dance a few weeks ago, they did not play one slow song. Not one.
Wow.
So, I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. But that song takes me right back to junior high school dance.
I hear you. Yes. And huge in Germany. Falco, huge in Germany. Like him and David Hasselhoff. Like the huge.
They're just hanging out.
We are going to kick off the 9 o'clock. Just hang. I love that now. Falco and David Hasselhoff just hanging out.
I mean, do they both ride in kit or not really?
I would hope. I mean, why else are you hanging out with David Hasselhoff?
Can you have a passenger in there?
Did he
ever have passengers in there?
Oh,
there had to have been a girl.
Yes,
there had to be a girl in there with him.
No,
I just don't remember.
He had passengers, but they had to be female. Like that's the only time you saw anybody in that car
was
a woman.
Thinking.
It was a pretty girl that was in the car. That's it. It was other than that, it was just Kit.
Like so, David, too bad, Falco.
Yeah, I think that is that the only reason to hang out with David Hasselhoff? The opportunity to possibly get Kit, even though I'm sure he has not been around that vehicle in over 30 years. But just a slim chance. We are going to take you up to the 9 o'clock hour, and once we get into 9 o'clock hour, we are going to be joined by our good friend Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southwood County Humane Society, with our Pet of the Week. Find out more about the Humane Society, swchs.com. Get over there right now and bookmark that page. Interesting one here, Terry. There are times when you may be asked for personal references for jobs and renting apartments. Usually it's three references. And I think that most of us by a certain point in life, you have either been asked to be a reference or are a reference or what have you. But you certainly have asked people for references as well. Well, then there's this. The New York Post has a new story about a woman who asks her dates for references from other women before they're getting too involved.
I don't, I'm sorry, but there is something about that that I love.
She liked the idea because she had a bad experience with a guy who never introduced her to any of his friends or family. And after a few months, she realized that he already had a relationship.
That's what I was going to say.
And she was the other woman.
Yeah, psycho.
Yeah. You'd think that she'd get a lot of pushback from guys about this reference thing, but first time went well. She met a guy online, but before they met, she asked for a female reference. He was a little unsure, but after she explained why she was asking, he gave her his sister's phone number, and the woman texted with her a bit. She went out with the guy, and they're still together 4 months later.
So that's okay, but okay. Like true form with references, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, a reference is really somebody that's in your corner.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, like if someone right now said to you, yeah, James, I'll go on another date with you, but I need a female reference. Yeah. Are you going to give your worst breakup?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is that. I mean, you might be able to probe around enough to find out.
Well, plus, Terry, I mean, there's a whole, I do that whole, we walk through that scenario and this person calls that reference and they get the number. Hello. And it's me. And I'm just in person because I do a really good female impression. No, it's horrible. And obviously that wouldn't work.
But I mean, what does she want? I mean, I get it if she wants to know. She does, of course, not want to be in the same situation she's been in before.
Yeah.
But like, does she just want to know stuff like, okay, does he leave his dirty socks on the floor? You know, like, is it like that? Or is it about character?
Yeah.
What is she digging for?
I've got no problem with this up until that point. Like how much she's digging, because then you're not getting a chance to give your side of things or your, you know, if chances are, if I'm given like, okay, this scenario, I could see even making you a reference for me and having you as somebody that I would have them call. Now, you call this person and they're asking you about me. You know me, but you don't know a whole lot of inner workings
or like
and things
your
that.
Habits at home or
right.
stuff like
yeah,
that.
You don't
yeah.
know that kind
yeah.
of stuff. So I don't know how much of how good the reference is either. With a job interview, it's a specific thing. I'm calling this person because they've worked for this person and I can find more about their work ethic. With this, you almost have to give references of exes, and who's doing that?
But I do like where she's coming from. You know what I mean?
Like
where
she's coming from.
She's trying
lot.
To save her heart, and I get that. But it is kind of funny.
Well, and as somebody who has two daughters, I will say wholehearted, and both of them are in good, serious relationships. But even with that, I will say, women get references. If that makes you feel safer in 2023, do it. That's fine with me. And if there's a guy that has a problem with that, there's your red flag.
He's not the guy.
Yeah, there's your red flag. Or, I'm sorry, I don't have any references. There's another red flag. Boom. You can save some time and keep
You're
moving.
Like, you don't have a mother?
I think that it's very interesting when I talk to younger people, and it's something that you and I, our generation, had to deal with too. But I don't know if we had to deal with it as much or more or not, but it's still a thing. This balance of not settling, but also not expecting perfection. You know, nobody in life should settle. I don't care who you are, how old you are, whatever is going on when you look in the mirror, any of that. Nobody should settle. But also, some people out there got a standard that not a human being ever has been able to reach, in understanding the balance of that.
Yeah. I think, too, that that's something that's missing. And there, I mean, I know plenty of people who have met online and have had very long time happy relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also think there's something missing about taking the human physical element out of getting yes. to know each other.
Yeah.
You know, because hopefully you're a little bit intuitive and some of those red flags
yeah,
pop up.
Yeah.
Now, there are con artists. I get that. And there are people who are
yeah.
good at being psychopaths.
Mm.
But I, you know, I don't know. I give her credit for this. And honestly, if he gave the sister as a reference,
mm-hmm.
if he did have another relationship going, I would think the sister would be like, hold on, you're who?
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So
I know my sister would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, good on her. I think it's awesome.
I'm immediately thinking of my sister and like my cousin and a good friend of mine, Gwen, who is an actor who I've known for many years. Her and I never dated or anything, but I think she'd be a good. I'm just thinking if I do, like who my references to be. And now I'm thinking about like somebody. I love the idea of especially with my sister. Say I do this, and I've got Jill, my sister, lined up here, but I don't tell Jill that she's a reference. I love the idea of some woman just randomly calling up my sister. Yeah, I want to check out your brother. I'm wondering, I'm just referencing his, is this for a job? What is this about?
See, now, if this lady was feeling entrepreneurial, what she should do is start an app for dating references.
There you go.
You know, you put in the person's name, they enter the reference, then you can, I mean, she could be making a boatload.
Career builder for dating.
Here we go.
This is where we're going,
you know,
with the
dating
world. You
and I could
world.
Just be out of here,
I think,
right?
I think we just came up with an idea. Everybody, you guys, we'll let Madison run the 9 o'clock hour.
Later.
You guys have fun. Have a great day. We're going to go run the off with this idea.
Never mind that we
happens.
Have no app building skills.
No,
but,
no,
none. You know.
I don't
Somebody
mind
does.
This idea. I am curious.
I think it's fine.
Now, and I'm seeing like, and this is interesting, comment-wise on social media, everything, not seeing any negative pushback on this. I'm seeing some people that have some follow-up questions, but nobody's saying this is a horrible idea. And when's the last time that happened? Like, we brought
Oh, it hasn't.
I mean, this is new. I think this might be, is this the first? Should we hit the winning bell? I mean, is this the, yeah, it's the first time that this has happened? We're getting a...
She is a genius.
It's, I'm actually, because of the way my brain works, I'm trying to actually find holes in this, and I'm not seeing anything,
you know,
really.
But there could be, okay, there could be the opposite. She could be the one that's now interested in, maybe she has multiple relationships, so she's trying to interview to line up these dudes in the right.
I will say, you got something there. I will say that I do think that it is fair both ways for this, for guys to ask for references too. However, not a man alive is going to do that. Not a man alive. If you are agreeing to date him, that is all. That is the only
information. If you've already said yes to the second date, no references
that's
needed.
That's all that man needed. Like, he may have gone into the relationship thinking, well, I'm going to ask for references. As soon as she said yes to coffee, for references, one of those. I don't need those. She said yes. It's a very different thing for men. Very different. Is she breathing? No, I'm joking. It's not that bad. But it's a little. I do find it hilarious that for a guy to do this. I do. Not for any like stereotypical reasons or anything like that. I just think that the way a man would approach this is a bit differently than a guy or a woman. And I understandably.
Yeah, and think about your experiences. And now think about going to like your buddy Chris and going, yeah, I'm just waiting to get her references back.
Right,
I mean,
right,
are you kidding?
Yeah. No.
You never, even if she was God's gift, you would never live that down.
Never. There are things that happened in sixth grade I haven't lived down with that man. Yeah.
But can you imagine? Oh, I'm just waiting to get her references back.
Yeah. That's
I had to postpone the date.
I could also, though, see to piggyback on something you were kind of touching on earlier. I could see then this creating a whole new genre of not job technically, but for lack of a better word, of people who are just reference people. Like their whole day is just spent answering phone calls. Like, yeah, so and so's a great human being. Like, and they hang up and next part, yeah, so and so's a great human being.
They're like cess bumpers. Like they're all pre-recorded. Yes, you just hit the button, and it has nothing to do with the person. It's just you get what you get.
If human beings have taught us one thing, if there's a way to scam or a way to, you know, take a shortcut or something like that, we find ways to do it. So
it's sad.
It very, very sad. This, though, not as sad. Like, not. I will admit, when I first saw the headline, my first thought was, well, maybe I moved this to the That Ain't Right stories. But I was like, no, I'm glad we talked this out. I'm glad we actually like got into this a little bit, because I actually think that's a good idea. And while, again, neither of my daughters are single, if they were, I would be telling them, like, hey, you guys should think about doing this, maybe. I don't think this is such a bad idea. I am saying all of this as a 46-year-old man who doesn't really date anymore, who doesn't really... You know, I'm not really putting myself out there or anything.
And isn't going to check references.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't got to deal with this. If I'm in my 20s and I'm running into this, it might be a little bit different.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit more of a situation where I don't know if I'd be how I would feel about it going into it. I don't know how to feel about this one either, though, Terry. This is an interesting one. I'm not sure. So food festivals can be a fun way to go out and experience the culinary offerings in your area. One of my favorite things in where my old stomping grounds in Chicago is the Taste of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things I recommend to everybody in the world to try. It's such a fun, such a good chance to try different foods in a very sampling kind of way. And it's always a good vibe down there. It's a great time. So I'm a big fan of these things. Well, now there's a different one. There's a new food festival coming to LA called Chain Fest. which will feature bites from restaurants like Chili's, Grill and Bar, Dunkin', Jack in the Box, Panda Express, Pizza Hut, Sonic Drive-In, basically food chains.
Yep.
Drinks will be provided by Pepsi, and there will be, quote, specialty alcohol drinks from Guinness, Smirnoff, Crown Royal, Captain Morgan. It costs $75 to get in, and if it's slammed, you can't get into every booth. You can use Postmasters to get on-site delivery. One of the people behind it, the concept, is BJ Novak, one of the guys from The Office. But this isn't a joke. It's not even a sarcastic stunt. His business partner is a chef named Tim Hollingsworth. And as part of the event, he's putting his spin on one classic dish from each chain. And that's something you can get at the festival. It's unclear if his creations are the only ones part of the fest, or if the chains will also provide their versions of the standard food. The festival is happening in Hollywood the first week in December. 2 days have already sold out, so they added another day. There's no word if they plan to expand this into other cities and areas, but it's an interesting idea.
I don't know. I think it's okay. Obviously, the price tag is too steep for here, but yeah, for LA, it's probably just fine.
Oh, right on par.
But yeah. But I also think, have you ever, like, someone will talk about a certain chain, or you're kind of looking at it, but you're like, oh, would I like anything there?
Right.
I mean, I kind of think it's okay because, you know, some people are absolutely no fast food.
Yeah.
But some people, you know, whatever, once a week, once every other week, are driving through for convenience or whatever. So to have tried a little bit of it, I don't know. I think it's fine.
I think it's a bad idea at all.
I mean, it's not like culinary genius, right?
No,
but it's a good opportunity to try different things.
I will say what I like about Taste of Chicago and things like that is it's the opposite, that you don't have all these chains. And I think that part's kind of cool because it gives you an opportunity to give small businesses a chance.
Oh, and you're getting authentic food. Yeah. I agree.
But on the same side, it's not as if something like this is going to completely kill off mom and pop shop businesses or anything. Those chains already exist. And to your point, you know, people are going to try these foods one way or another. This is a great opportunity for them to try it.
And each can kind of, yeah, I don't think one edges the other out.
I will say, though, I hope more so that this gives more and more people an idea of doing their own version of Taste of Chicago. Like, we have some smaller things like that, and you know, here in Wisconsin and some other parts of the world.
Well, we've even had some things like that here in Rapids.
Yes.
You know, it happens at the rafters sometimes.
I think we need more of it.
Yeah.
We have, every state has something like this, but Wisconsin in particular has so many unique and wonderful chefs and foods and different people doing different things with foods. I think having a festival like that is, I mean, we should already be having it. It already should be in place.
You know, the coolest one I've ever been to, local, is the Epilepsy Foundation, which is in Stevens Point, and we used to fund some programs there. But they do a night of chocolate decadence,
I've
called.
I've heard about this.
And so you go, but every dish... And there's not like a formal meal. You just walk around and try different things. But every dish has to have chocolate. And the creativity is like